Lord, fill us with your Spirit and prepare us for our daily lives as we seek to serve you in your world. This we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
So I've given you all a stone. Just have a feel of the stone that you've got. Quite dusty it feels. Why is it quite heavy? Perhaps not too heavy. You could carry just one stone for quite a way. Feel how it feels in your hands. Look at the texture of it, any colours that you can see in it. Think about its history, where it's come from, the life that it could speak of, if it could speak. Perhaps you have played with stones. Perhaps you've built things yourself with stones. I would have chosen a much smaller stone than that as a young child to play hopscotch with and whizzed it along onto the relevant heavy part of the hopscotch grid. Perhaps you've worked with stones. Perhaps you've built a dry stone wall or something like that. Anybody done anything like that? Or imagine what it would be like to be placing all those sort of stones together. Don't drop it, will you? Mm-hmm. Something to be taken carefully. We're going to just look at something of the symbolism of a stone. What does it suggest? And I want to remind you of some Bible stories that have stones in them. Some of the earliest stories about the first people who tried to follow God and to do what he wanted tell us that when they came to certain places, they wanted to remember God's presence. So they got together some stones and they built an altar on which they could worship God, using stones to build an altar for worship. Noah did that, Abraham did that, and many others. Can you imagine falling asleep with that stone as your pillow? Wouldn't be very comfortable, would it? But one person in the Bible, Jacob, who was running away, he deceived his brother. He was in big trouble and he had to get away from where he was. And he ran away and he had to spend several nights, I think, but certainly one night in particular, sleeping out under the stars. And he lay down with his head on a stone or a rock that he'd chosen to be a pillow. And when he fell asleep, he had a dream of a staircase or a ladder, Jacob's ladder, reaching up from earth into heaven. And when he woke up from that dream and from the message of that dream, he said, God was in this place and I didn't know it. And he took the stone that he'd used as part of his pillow and made that into an altar and worshipped God and marked that sacred place with the stone that he had. God was in that place and he didn't know it. Can you imagine writing being carved onto the stone that you've got? It would take a lot of work to do that, to chisel out some letters. Can you imagine Moses receiving from God tablets of stone with the rules that govern and guide our life? Don't murder, don't steal, don't tell lies. Those rules came to Moses, but there are other stories about Moses and the time of the wilderness that involve stones or rocks. These stones are dry and dusty. Can you imagine how different they would look if they were in water? The colours of country are much different. They would look very different. And when the people were out in the wilderness, in the desert with Moses, there were a lot of things that troubled them, and they thought they'd made a mistake. They decided to follow this God out into the wilderness, and what good had it done them? They should have stayed back where they were in Egypt. Okay, they were slaves, but they knew where they were. And they complained, and they moaned, and they worried about how they were going to get water. And one of the miracles described in the Bible is when Moses comes along and taps a rock